Good morning. It's 7:35.
Commentary and analysis now with Cal Thomas and Bob Beckel is brought to you by Liberty University.
It is a countdown to sequester on WTOP. President Obama says the cuts may not be felt immediately, but they could do some damage.
A lot of people may not notice the full impact of the sequester, but this is going to be a big hit on the economy.
So what impact will the federal cuts have? It is time for our dueling commentaries this morning, beginning with Bob Beckel.
As President Obama warns citizens about the consequences of $1.2 trillion in spending cuts under sequestration, Republicans say the president is trying to scare Americans over phony cuts. To avoid drastic cuts, the president's proposed spending cuts coupled with closing tax loopholes for the wealthy and big corporations. Republicans call for the entire $1.2 trillion to come from domestic programs. Republicans say the president's warnings are a scam. We'll see how much of a scam it is when Navy ships now under construction will not be completed. We'll see how much of a scam it is when air traffic controllers are furloughed and fewer planes fly. We'll see how much of a scam it is when fewer border agents are available to protect against illegal immigration. The only scam going on here is the Republicans' cover-up of their ongoing efforts to protect tax breaks for the rich and big corporations.
And now for a different perspective, we go live to Cal Thomas.
Well, there you go again, Bob. Sequestration is as phony as the Obama administration's claim that Obamacare won't drive up the cost of health care or lower its quality and availability. Furloughs, the release of illegal immigrants from prisons, and warnings of disaster are updated Chicago politics from the 1920s. President Obama is Al Capone, extorting protection money from taxpayers. If we don't pay more, he'll blow up the country. The public may be on to the scam. According to a new Wall Street Journal NBC News poll, one-fifth of the nation believes sequester cuts are a good idea, but nearly twice as many favor deep reductions in federal spending. Congressman Paul Ryan compares the rhetoric over sequester to the welfare reform panic of 1996. Then liberals predicted starvation. It didn't happen. People got jobs. Ryan says Republicans will hold the spending line. He believes the public will increasingly embrace the GOP position when rhetoric gives way to reality. Mike and Bruce.
Cal Thomas and Bob Beckel, part of commentary and analysis from all sides here on WTOP.